And this morning we've got Stacy Clark in the studio from Hark. Good morning, Stacy. Thanks
Good
for joining
morning,
us.
Good morning, Marley. How are you?
Doing well. It's a soggy one out there. Thanks for making it into town. Treacherous out there as well. So.
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so we're glad you are here too, because there's lots of important things going on at Hark, right? So
yes, definitely. I wanted to let the community know that it is time to renew your dog tag license, and that's an important thing to do for your dog, especially if you live within the town site. It's required by the borough. The money that we do receive from the dog tags does stay at Hark. So those of you who love Hark and love what we do, it's also a way to help do what you're supposed to do, according to the borough, and to give your money to Hark. The dog tags help us find you if your dog is gone on a walkabout without you. So it's kind of easier and quicker for us to find you, or for the dispatch to find you, to get your dog back to you without having to do the whole Facebook announcement.
Yeah.
The dog shaming for the walkabout by themselves.
Right. Or the listener personal. It's, you know, which is good. And that's why, I mean, we have that community aspect, but it is really much easier too. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Go straight for it. And if you could bring your dog in when you get your dog tag license, that would be great too, because we can get a picture and keep a picture of your dog on file. And it's also easier for us to match up animals with their homeowners, their pet owners, not homeowners. Sorry, I'm in the middle of selling a house and got different words in my brain. Another thing we've got going on right now is our membership is ready to be renewed. So if you are a Hark member and would like to renew your membership, stop in and see us. You can also do some of these things online. Cassandra has got our webpage just looking amazing with a lot of things that can be done online right now through our website, which is harkalaska.org. So, yeah, look forward to having lots of membership support. Our members are very important to us, and we're very grateful for you out there.
As a fellow nonprofit, we very much understand the value of membership and subscription services to valued things like Hark and KHNS. So, yes, it's very important to keep your membership up there as much as anything. But, yes, the dog tags as well. It is an borough ordinance, even though it isn't enforced.
Right, exactly. We've got lots of great dogs and dog owners in town, and cat owners too. So you know, bring your cats in also. They don't need a tag unless you maybe want to tag them, but it's not required. You're welcome to tag them if you'd like, and we'd just like to also see all the animals. And
yeah,
we appreciate everybody.
Not every cat likes driving in a vehicle, though.
No, that's true.
Dogs are always up for it.
So speaking of taking a drive in the vehicle, we have the Trailbreaker Vets is going to be coming back to Haines. They were here last year. This is not a low-cost spay-neuter vet that's coming to town like we have had in the past. This is actually a committed vet who wants to come often to Haines and provide general vet care for your animal, and will do televet care when they're not in town if they have already seen your animal as an established patient. So that's Dr. Yakabuchi and her vet tech Hannah, and we were just thrilled when they came. When did they come? It was last year. Whenever they came last year, it was, you never know, you know, we thought we had a good relationship with them. You never know, you know, how somebody practices until you see them in action. And Cassandra and I just cannot say enough for what good quality vet care that they offer. Dr. Yakabuchi is just at the edge of knowledge in what she's doing with remote vet care. They have a lot of equipment that they bring with them that's, you know, smaller travel type vet equipment. They've really invested a lot in committing to coming to smaller communities and provide year-round vet care the best they can. So I know a lot of people in town go to Whitehorse for vet care, which is also wonderful. The only issue with that is that if your dog does need antibiotics, because it's international, they cannot ship antibiotics to you. And if you can drive up there, that's great. I highly recommend going to Whitehorse. There's wonderful vets up there. But getting established with Dr. Yakabuchi with Trailbreaker Vets is also another great way to receive vet care when you need it in an emergency. Or if your dog has allergies or needs to be on you know, some medicines to kind of keep them calmer if they're a really hyperactive, nervous dog, things like that. Cats too. They see cats. And I just saw on Facebook that they responded to somebody's post that they'll even see bunnies. I think they see everything. So
great.
Yeah, they're great. They're really good.
And that's Trailbreaker Vets?
Trailbreaker Vets. Yes, you can contact us at HARC for information. They're on our website. The information's on our website and on our Facebook page. You would sign up through them for an appointment, and they do general appointments one day, surgery appointments the next day, general appointments the third day, surgery appointments the fourth day, you know, and so on. They do offer dentals. So, yeah.
So they'll do surgeries here if they're...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's really good to know.
Yes. They did surgeries the last time they were here, and it was, I was very impressed with what they were able to do in our limited space. Very committed to the animals, so we're thankful for them.
Great. Well, and to make an appointment with them, you can call HARC at 766-3334 mm-hmm. or through the website, which is harcalaska.org. And yeah, and your email would be also...
Oh, that is info@harcalaska.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's on our website, so you can go straight to the website and contact us that way.
Well, that's always, website updates are always exciting too.
Yeah. Yeah. Big thank you to James Alborough out there.
Yes, we all thank James for helping us all out.
So, all right. And then I had one last final piece of information to share with mm-hmm. the community. I'm going to be stepping down as the executive director at HARC. I've got some changes on the horizon for me, and the board has voted Cassandra Nash in as the new executive director at HARC, and she'll be stepping into that position this summer. So congratulations, Cassandra. That is a well-deserved position for her. She's extremely knowledgeable and capable of running HARC. She's going to be great. We are going to be looking for a assistant to assist Cassandra. Mm-hmm. It's going to need to be a good fit because the two people working at HARC have to work as a strong team. So I'm really looking for somebody that can step in and help Cassandra with the animals in town, you know, especially when the vets aren't around. So, anybody out there has animal care experience in their background and you are interested in a part-time position at HARC, please come and see us and talk with us and, yeah, we'd love to talk with you. This position wouldn't be starting until probably around May 1st. Could start a little earlier or later, depending on people's preferences or what they need. But we're hiring. HARC is hiring.
Well, we're sorry to see you go, but congratulations to Cassandra.
Thank you.
That's change is always hard, but exciting. And mm-hmm. we'll if you haven't left that job opportunity with us, we'll be sure to get that out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the first announcement to the community.
Yeah. Well, here we all are breaking news.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you all of our supporters out there in Skagway and in Haines and in Clequan. We greatly appreciate you all. We appreciate the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation. Been working tightly with the ASPCA and appreciate their support too. We could not do any of this without the local people in the community. We are a, you know, nonprofit, donation driven, just by the love of this community. So thank you for how well you take care of your pets, how well you watch out for each other and your neighbors' pets, and how well you love on HARC. We appreciate you all.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacy. And I think that will be good. So again, just to kind of reiterate a little bit that it is tag time. So be sure to stop by HARC to renew your tags for your pets, renew your membership. And you can check out all of that on their website, harcalaska.org. And shoot them an email with info@harcalaska.org. And stay tuned here at 9:15. We'll have job opportunities coming up and get a little more details on opportunities coming up at HARC.